This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. NASCAR is investigating after a noose turned up in the garage of Bubba Wallace on Saturday at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace, who is black, the only top-tier black driver in NASCAR, says he's incredibly saddened, and he says it serves as a reminder of how much further we have to go as a society. Nevertheless, he says he is not going to let it break him, and he will continue driving. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
NBC News is reporting that President Trump is angry about low turnout for his rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday, and also angry that campaign personnel revealed that six members of his advance team had tested positive for the coronavirus just prior to the rally. The Tulsa fire marshal estimated the crowd at 6,200 supporters. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York, says Attorney General Bill Barr deserves to be impeached, but he says it won't happen, as he says the effort would be a waste of time because the Senate is still controlled by Republicans. He spoke after Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Nadler's home state, was fired by the administration. Nadler says his committee will look at the firing at a hearing on Wednesday, though whether Berman will be there, Nadler told CNN.
We have invited Berman, and I'm sure he will. I don't know about Wednesday, but I'm sure he will testify.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Atlanta's interim police chief speaking out about tensions in the city between his department and the community as a higher the number amount of officers have been calling out sick since former police officer Garrett Rolfe was charged with murder for the death of Rayshard Brooks. Rolfe shot Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot a little over a week ago. The interim chief says the department will not tolerate lawlessness, although the department is sensitive to the protests. The New York Museum of Natural History is now requesting that its statue of Theodore Roosevelt be removed. The bronze statue of Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man standing beside the horse is located on the front steps at the Central Park West entrance, and it has sparked controversy over the years. Mayor de Blasio saying that removing it is the right decision at the right time. No word, though, on when the statue is going to come down or where it will go from there. And one of grunge rock's most iconic instruments is now the most expensive guitar of all time. Kurt Cobain's 1959 Martin D18E acoustic electric that he played during Nirvana's MTV Unplugged episode sold for a record-setting $6 million over the weekend. It had previously been appraised at about $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, the day after Father's Day, hope you made it through it all very successfully and warmly, having time with the family and all. We did 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour, and what a weekend, huh? The Sunday news talk shows were just what you'd expect as we are getting closer to November. The vitriol is flying around. The comparison of and supposed disappointment of Donald Trump's rally, considering all the headwinds that were in front, you know, quite amazing. You know, I think that with the fear that was being put out there by the mainstream media, I mean, they really celebrated the fact that Donald Trump did not fill the stadium as expected. Over 1 million requests, you know, going into this. And, you know, they were probably about two-thirds full, which was, you know, just a huge comparison, you know, when you consider what happened with Joe Biden. And I don't mean to sound like like some sort of, proponent. I'm just reporting, you know, what's going on and trying to settle out all the vitriol and the propaganda that's coming out of both sides. Because this is a bit wearing, you know, for us that, you know, want to make the right choice for this country and to discern the facts. But right now there is lots of opinion flying around about, you know, about the president, you know, about the lack of unity in the country. But yet the very people that are calling for unity are speaking in very disunifying terms. Do you get my drift? I mean, do you hear what they're saying? The way they've attacked this president. And here this president is guilty for coming out as a private citizen, not heavily involved in politics other than maybe, you know, because he had so much money. People are always begging him for money, you know, to support their campaigns. And he saw what was happening in the country, how we were taking advantage by the likes of China and bad policies, blue states who had really came up with disaster policies time and time again. I mean, you talk about a fact pattern that Tim Scott relates to relative to something else as far as John Bolton is concerned. But this idea, I mean, that's kind of the new buzzword, a fact pattern. You look at the fact pattern of blue states and the policies that Democrats have been thrusting upon we the people, it's unconscionable. And what amazes me, whether it's Rahm Emanuel who's talking, anybody else from the Democratic Party, you know, their spokespeople that talk, it's amazing that they can even say so with a straight face, and how they have manipulated race, how they've manipulated the divisive issues to separate themselves from Republicans and to really separate themselves from any possibility of unification. Because even if the Democrats were to win, I still don't see how that's coming up. And we're going to talk with Dr. Gerard Lomero in a moment, because Gerard has done a great job. I mean, traditionally, you talk about a fact pattern. I mean, he was one of the few. I mean, there was a handful of people who talked about the numbers in 2015, 2016, how they were pointing toward Donald Trump. Everybody else thought, you know, that Dr. Lomero was nuts. There was no way. He couldn't carry water. There's no way that President Trump was going to win. And lo and behold, look what happens. He wins. And he's done this time and again, including with the models on the coronavirus. He told us early on we were being juked by those numbers, certainly more right than wrong. So looking forward to having a follow-up with him. And, of course, the big conversation over the weekend was the John Bolton book, right? Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? You know, John Bolton. Well, I think a lot got revealed on the John Bolton book, and especially on ABC, on the interview with Martha Raddatz. And here's a little outtake and a little preview of her discussion with John Bolton right now. Listen to this.
Well, we had a very good decision in the John Bolton book case, and the judge was very powerful in his statement on classified information, and very powerful also the fact that the country will get the money, any money he makes. Obviously, the book was already out. It leaked and everything else. But he leaked classified information, so he's got a big problem.
President Trump yesterday celebrated a court ruling that denied his request to stop John Bolton's book from being published, but could open Bolton to legal troubles. Let's bring in our chief global affairs correspondent and this week co-anchor Martha Raddatz. Her exclusive interview with John Bolton airs tonight on ABC. So, Martha, that was a hell of an interview. Let me ask you, he's come under such fire, Bolton, for waiting so long to make these extraordinary allegations, but he tells you that he tried to raise the alarm repeatedly inside the Trump administration.
Yeah, he says he raised the alarm inside the Trump administration, essentially felt he couldn't do any more. But of course, his critics say, why didn't he say all of these things during the impeachment hearings, especially after what he told me? Let's listen.
You also used the phrase in the book that Trump's pattern looked like obstruction of justice as a way of life, which we couldn't accept. Obstruction of justice as a way of life?
Look, these were things that I could see some evidence of, and they bothered me greatly. I talked to the Attorney General about them. I talked to the counsel to the President about them. I've talked to other members of the Cabinet about them and relayed my concerns, and they were very much on my mind.
Of course, he says, John, that the reason he didn't want to be in the part of the impeachment hearing is because he thought it was too politicized and he wouldn't make a difference. So he said, I pushed back on him several times in the interview this evening about how he would know.
Let's go ahead and stop that now. Okay, that was, and it goes on. And if you missed the interview, I think they're going to do something later on. They probably, could replay. But John Bolton ultimately did himself no favors because the left is upset with him because, as she said, he didn't come out during the impeachment hearings. Part of my thought as I was watching this is that this might, inspire Jerry Nadler and Schiff once again to give us another shot at an impeachment before the elections, and if they saw any way that they could possibly do it, just based on this, but I didn't hear anything groundbreaking. I mean, this is just, again, one man's opinion. It's almost like listening to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman again, where you have somebody who is disenchanted, doesn't agree with the president. John Bolton, you could probably tell, everybody's got egos in government, and his ego was on full display. And my sense was, he didn't, he felt like he knew more than anybody else in the room, clearly. And anybody that didn't go along with him were idiots. And the other people, whether, it was Mattis or anybody else, look at the nature of any kind of company operation or organization is that you do have a chief executive officer. You know, the buck stops with that chief executive officer, and he brings people in. And to Donald Trump's credit, I would say, you know, you probably against a lot of advice not to bring Bolton into the administration. He brings Bolton in because he knows that Bolton's not going to be a yes man. But I don't think that he expected Bolton to, basically put a knife in his back and in the back of the American people who support Donald Trump. And, you know, this, for me, is what it appeared to be. Like, it was, you know, kind of a bitter experience for John Bolton, because he didn't get his way. And, you know, here he writes this tell-all book after the fact, and based on the way the rules of play go, he may not realize some of this money because of what he revealed in the book. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
President is the underdog.
Rahm, I assume you agree with that.
Well, what I think, from a different perspective, John, what I think is, first of all, take a look at that speech. I believe, like Cecilia, that in about a month from now, the president's going to shake up his campaign, given the trajectory it's on. Number two, I think there's a telling sign, if you take what Nate showed, that in of the upper states, Michigan, where he's invested a lot of time attacking the governor, he's down by 10. Kind of different than where he is in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and showing the more involved he gets, the worse he's doing in every part of the race. And third, for the last year and a half, I believe that Democrats were angry at Trump and swing voters were exhausted. And I actually think since the crises from COVID to what's happened in Minnesota and around the country and the economic, swing voters have gone from exhausted to also now being angry at Donald Trump. And every one of those crises, he could have flipped his presidency and really done something with it. And if he had reacted appropriately, they've now seen the full part of the president, and the most important part of the voters, which are swing voters, have come to the same conclusion Democrats have had for the last 3.5 years. The president is outclassed by this job, and he's not up to uniting the country to face any one of all three of these challenges in a united front with the country behind him. And that's why he has now has a judgment from the American people. At this point, he is not up to the job, and they're going to send him packing. It's time for a change.
Well, Rahm Emanuel, that's his comments, and this goes back to what we were talking about, the vitriol that's flying around and the accusations about Donald Trump. And, of course, this is the way Rahm Emanuel would like to see it in the country, that people are growing weary. But people are also figuring out. They saw the America that Donald Trump built in terms of jobs and putting America first and the benefits of that. And now more than ever, especially as the result of COVID and more information that's coming out about the Communist China Party and their attack on fundamental structures and how they're coming after us and taking full advantage. And it really causes you, again, I don't want to go into the realm of the conspiratorial, and I understand some people, you know, as soon as you start talking about it, you know, they get a little nervous and going, look, the facts are not there. Well, the facts may not be there, but the results are there, you know, in terms of the fruit of choices that the Communist Chinese Party have made and have thrust upon not only the United States, but the entire world for that matter. I mean, they are bringing the entire world to its knees. And, of course, their objectives are being furthered by groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And, you know, I bring up Black Lives Matter again because the thing that is appalling to me, and as we talked with John Guandolo last week, again, in understanding the threat, America and the media especially is not doing, you know, the people, which is their reason to exist, any favors in bringing to light the reality of Black Lives Matter. As I mentioned, I drive around here in Florida. And I see a lot of young white kids holding signs, Black Lives Matter. But they really have no idea what they're championing and what is behind Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're getting excellent cover, whether it's going to the White House and visiting with the former president for a couple of dozen times. You know, the lack of reporting of the damage that they have done, barely the media might bring up Antifa, but really not in depth. Epoch Times did a great job in going more into depth about Black Lives Matter than any other publication. I highly recommend it, by the way. If you do not have a subscription to Epoch Times, this is something that you need to consider in terms of, you know, looking. Because I always have people come to me, Bill, you know, I'm looking for objective reporting. Where can I find it? Because even, you know, I mean, look, at everybody's going to have their bias. If you are a conservative, you might have heretofore leaned to Fox News. But more and more you're seeing what's happening with Fox News is the Rupert brothers have taken over and have moved, you know, the network more to the left. I mean, Chris Wallace is still there, and, you know, he tries to play it down the middle, but even he can't help but allow, you know, his prejudice to come out. I thought it was interesting in his interviews with both the campaign operatives, one from the RNC and, of course, one from the DNC, Mercedes Schlapp, and then also Simone, for the DNC, Simone Sanders. And, you know, he's trying to control them, and they're both giving campaign speeches. He says, well, you can't give campaigns. Well, why'd you have them on? I mean, you're going to go for tidbits of information from them, and they're going to defend the case, whether it's, you know, Chris's perception that the president was so upset because, you know, it wasn't a complete rally. Well, look at, he filled the studio, the arena, two-thirds. Joe Biden goes and he's got empty chairs with circles on it. I mean, you know, by comparison. And, you know, Chris didn't like that. I guess maybe he expected Mercedes Schlapp to go, yeah, it was such a bummer. But, you know, but there was no consideration of the headwinds. You know, what the way the media was talking about, a spread that, you know, and that the president's team or actually the RNC had people sign off a waiver saying, hey, look, you're not going to sue the RNC if you happen to catch coronavirus. You know, a lot of people there wore masks. There were some that didn't. You know, you're in an arena like that. Some people, I think, that want to be inside the arena. They had the top floor to go up there and social distance all they want. But it was interesting, even from that standpoint, because there were families and, you know, that were together. Some families said, hey, look, I don't want to risk. I'm not going to take my family down there. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you had the antithetical forces that came in, and we didn't hear much about that because it didn't serve the agenda, that they were coming in to contest people coming, you know, conservatives or Republicans coming into the arena wanting to hear Trump. And so you had all these headwinds that was taking place, and the fact that you even had two-thirds of the building, in my humble opinion, that was impressive. I thought this was, a big victory, and it gave the president again a chance to get out there and lay out the story. You know, Rahm Emanuel says, well, the president's outclassed. Well, look what happened. I mean, look at Barack Obama. I mean, let's compare 8 years of Barack Obama, three and a half years. And with all the forces, the fact that Barack Obama and his team, which is being revealed in Bill Barr, he couldn't say much in his interview with Maria Bartiromo yesterday. But, you know, the suggestion is that they're still continuing to look into this. It is problematic when you see what Barack Obama, and it's Barack Obama. You can't put it on Susan Rice. You can't put it on him. It's Barack Obama because he was such a micromanager. Nothing is going to happen in his administration without it being him. So this is going to be left up anecdotally. It's going to be left up to your own critical reasoning to see if Barack Obama is culpable or not. But I don't see how he's not culpable for what he did in terms of the transition, because this is what makes America the envy of the world, that we have this smooth transition of power. And we had nothing but that. And Barack Obama is the spearhead. He's the vanguard of this disturbance that led to millions of dollars of the people's money being wasted on a Russian collusion deal, which, you know, now we know this much, that it was all a ruse, that the information was clouded, it was unsubstantiated, should have been dropped earlier, and yet they continued on with it. And so, you know, who's gonna take the bullet here? Is it going to be James Comey? You know, is it going to be McCabe? You know, how far up does it go? But you don't have to be a genius to realize that this was orchestrated by Barack Obama. I mean, those seem to me to be the clear facts that, you know, it's that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room that nobody wants to talk about. But this will, you know, will we eventually find out? Well, if Donald Trump, I would say, does not get reelected, we won't find out. All that will go away in the trash can of history, and it will be stuffed down maybe for some other generation to analyze down the road. But this is what's coming out, is Donald Trump is a big threat because he's not beholden to the traditional political forces. And that's what threatens them, is because he is not the typical politician that can be controlled and whose strings are attached in such a way that if he gets out of line, they can yank on him. They have to come at them in ways like they're doing right now and in disunifying the country and then complaining that we're not unified.
James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught at an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. NASCAR is investigating after a noose turned up in the garage of Bubba Wallace on Saturday at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace, who is black, the only top-tier black driver in NASCAR, says he's incredibly saddened, and he says it serves as a reminder of how much further we have to go as a society. Nevertheless, he says he is not going to let it break him, and he will continue driving. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day, great time with the family and all. We're, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking with Dr. Gerard Lomero about the models for whether coronavirus, what other politicos are talking about in terms of the president's chances right now, still some 5 months away from the election. But before we do, a little program note I want to fill you in on is Newt Gingrich from Rome is going to be joining us a little bit later on in the third hour. And so we're honored to have Newt Gingrich join us right on the heels of here we got the John Bolton book. Well, Newt Gingrich has a new book to present, too. So it's going to be point counterpoint. Here in terms of all things that are conservative and Republican, and you know, looking forward to talking to the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, live from Rome. So Gerard Lomero joins us now. Gerard is the author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. Gerard, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
It's great to be back with you, and I applaud you for your star-studded lineup this morning.
Yeah, well, including you in the A block here. Yeah, we have, and things that, you know, and I wanted to bring you on here, Gerard, particularly as they relate, because, you know, as we're starting to move down and closer to election time, these polls that, you know, it's like 2016, 2015 all over again, one more time with what we experienced with Hillary and how the thumb on the scale, you know, by these pollsters and what can we expect. Even Nate Silver, who you know, was a bit of a latecomer in suggesting that Donald Trump could win in 2016 or 2015, I should say, says that you know, which is a bit of a disturbance for those on the left, that Trump could absolutely win re-election, but he definitely has his work cut out for him. And this is in light, and I guess what we're dealing with is you're looking at whether it's a Trump rally or, you know, a campaign stop, you know, where Joe Biden finally gets out of the basement and, you know, we've got empty folding chairs, and somehow all the media can talk about is that Donald Trump didn't fill the entire building. He even had to cancel the outside. And as we were saying earlier, the headwinds to this whole event by the media, you know, the counter marketing efforts. And I say this because this is what it came out to be in terms of the scare tactics and everything that was being publicized. I was surprised that the president was able to even get 2/3 of the people in the building.
Yeah, it was quite an effort they did. They have, of course, their sabotage efforts that normally happen. Mm-hmm. With Brad Pascali, his campaign manager, normally filters out most of the requests that are bogus. They check the cell phone records and things like that before they accept a reservation. It's not really a true reservation, their general admission. But I think what happened here was a case of that people were scared that there were going to be people coming. You know, there were ads out there saying, you know, if you have COVID virus, show up. We want everybody to get sick.
Right.
And there are people who are very scared. They've taken the media to heart and think that it's really terrible that cases are going up rather than the fact that testing is going up. You're going to get more cases.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's asymptomatic and the cases that do occur are mild, they're not hospitalized, they don't need ventilators. In fact, we now learn that ventilators are bad if you have a COVID virus. The mortality is much higher, and it's more likely to do further damage. So we don't really need ventilators. But a lot of people took it to heart. And I think also they were worried that there were going to be anarchy and violence, because
exactly.
That's the way the folks on the left have been acting lately. They thought it was going to happen in Tulsa. They didn't want to go and get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to get sick. And,
well, because you have a lot of people that bring their families there. You're gonna have your young child with you in the midst of all that insanity, just for them to get a shot at being able to see our government at work and any kind of civic responsibility in participating. Nope, that's all being blocked out by the anarchists and the Marxists, and of course, you know, propagandized and supported by the mainstream media. I mean, all this is very unfortunate, but they have to figure out what they can do because of Joe Biden. And again, you know, common sense tells you, you know, when you listen to Joe Biden and what he has to say, I don't come away from listening to Joe Biden and feel inspired and feel like, okay, you know, Donald Trump may have his problems, but Joe Biden, boy, he's on the mark here. I don't get that. So I'm not getting, you know, they talk about it in terms of enthusiasm gap. You know, we saw the enthusiasm gap with McCain and Barack Obama and two runs that Barack Obama had. Incredible enthusiasm. We saw it last time with Donald Trump, the difference between he and Hillary Clinton. And we're seeing it again. But yet, you know, whether it's Rahm Emanuel or anybody from the left, the mainstream media, they would want us to believe that, you know, Joe Biden is 10 points ahead of Donald Trump right now.
That's not true.
And I can't connect those dots.
Yeah, that's not true at all. My forecast models, I think, are much more accurate than the polls. And my indication is that Trump is going to sail to an easy victory. And it's going to be a larger victory than he had against Hillary Clinton. A lot of people on the left do not think that Joe Biden is competent to be president or he has the skills to even run a good campaign against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are really hoping to replace him before or during the actual convention, and that is still yet to possibly happen. It may very well happen.
Well, even if that happens, I mean, then it's going to be a disaster. How do you, with a couple of months left before election, replace the standard bearer, the elect? I mean, you know, he has won the votes. And how do you do that and come out winning? I mean, this would never be done. And I think even if the Democrats could bring back, you know, Barack Obama or even Michelle Obama, I don't think how they can make that happen, because the policies that have been problematic even to this day, not to mention all the other shenanigans that's been going on, you know, behind the veil that caused all this Russian collusion and all this animosity and everything, that was brought to you by Democrats. What's happened in Michigan and all these other blue states and the law enforcement issues we've been dealing with, these are all Democratic-run cities and states. They have been the problem. But yet the mainstream media and others are not really calling it for what it is.
Well, the mainstream media is the megaphone for the left. Mm-hmm. They have an agenda, and they pursue that agenda aggressively and consistently. And I think the American people are tuned into that. They know it. They discount what they say in the media. And in terms of voting, they are not listening to the mainstream media at all.
Mm-hmm.
The polls,
well,
I think, yeah, in some ways are like push polls, because if you conduct them a little bit inaccurately or you're not that careful, you mm-hmm. get these wild numbers. I remember speaking on the radio a few weeks before the 2016 election and then telling me that Hillary Clinton was now ahead by 18 percentage points three weeks prior to yeah. the election. And I said, no way.
Right.
She doesn't have 18 percentage points in my models.
Right, exactly. And, of course, your models proved to be right and theirs wrong. And here it is. I mean, it's almost like we got Baghdad Bob running the operation here. You know, once again, if you remember good old Baghdad Bob, you know, saying, hey, look, we got those Americans right where we want them. And we're gonna win this battle, and they're going to be sorry they ever came in here. And, of course, we knew what happened there in Iraq. But, nonetheless, this is what we're dealing with today, full stop, and not to mention big technology. I mean, the Palo Alto Mafia is full blast into censoring conservative thought and ideas, interfering with the president's tweets. And this is right now. I mean, how much worse is it going to be as we get closer to November, Gerard?
It's going to be a follow-through on all these points you're making. They'll continue to censor, but there are going to be consequences. You're going to see legislation that will pass in the next Congress against Google and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, but meanwhile, we got an election going on right now, see? And here we were so concerned about what interference was being proffered by Russia. Well, forget about that. I mean, domestically, what kind of interference is taking place? And then, on top of that, you've got the clear conflict between mail-in voting. And what would happen? Democrats, the Republicans just want to stop all votes. No, we want to reduce, the whole voting process. Fraud, yes, being compromised. We've got more from Dr. Gerard Lomero after this. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% percent APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500 the number one HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Besides supporting pastors, creating a community revenue stream, and even supplying power to a nearby church, a new studio in Zimbabwe built by the Tide Radio Ministry and supporters has opened yet another door. The most recent and exciting development at the studio has been the recording of the Amakuku Evangelii program in the Shona language twice a week. The programs in this additional language are then distributed via WhatsApp so even more can hear the hope of Christ. Our partners in Zimbabwe are looking forward to recording even more Shona messages, especially as responses in this language grow. I enjoyed today's sermon, said one Shona listener. It was most refreshing and true.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is growing and sharing the hope of Christ among the Shona people in Zimbabwe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, somebody has to fight for it, ladies and gentlemen. And look at it, it's us to help lead the way and cheer you on back to these foundational constitutional, you know, values of what this country was born out of. Then, you know, let it be us and let it be you. You know, we cannot buy into the vitriol and the propaganda of the mainstream media and what they're trying to do. They are, you know, flat out complicit with these Marxist groups that, you know, want nothing better than the American experiment to go by the wayside. And if it does, Gerard Lomero, what are we talking about? You know, about our, you know, our kids and our grandkids, our great-grandkids down the road, the next legacy of this American experiment, you know, what is it going to look like? Are they going to be like other, you know, well-meaning countries who have been invaded by Marxist ideals? And you see the devastation that's happened. I thought Brett Baer did a great job. They did a special on socialism last night on Fox News, and I thought he did a great job in presenting the case. And maybe some people for the first time are beginning to realize, you know, the devastation that comes part and parcel with socialism.
That's why I wrote the book, Real World Socialism.
Yep, exactly.
It's going to be the number one issue of this election.
Kind of amazing, because it's stark. I mean, it's a clear binary choice. If you've been educated, even to the most minor of accounts, but your book gives people and brings them a bit up to speed as to what's going on, because I believe that most of America is in denial in thinking about, you know, that these Marxist movements, I mean, it's like I was saying earlier, that you got kids running around supporting Black Lives Matter, and they have no idea the roots of Black Lives Matter and what they're talking about.
Or Antifa.
Yes, and Antifa, they're not saying anything. I mean, the mainstream media is kind of hushed about this stuff, but yet they've taken over, three blocks, I guess they got three blocks left of Seattle. There was a shooting there, And, you know, and they, oh, well, it was just incidental, you know, kind of deal. It's like, wait a minute, this thing's out of control. And Bill Barr last night said, you know, this can't continue on forever. But again, you know, who is it that's accommodating it? It's Democrats.
Good news.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me give you some good news, Matt. You mentioned about, did I want to break any news? Mm-hmm. Well, in my models, we now show four blue state governors are going to lose their gubernatorial races this year, mm-hmm. and three major mayoral elections will also be lost. In other words, the Democrats will not get reelected for another 50 years because the people are angry. They're upset. Mm-hmm. They don't want anarchy. They don't want looting. They don't want their businesses to burn down. And even minority folks, who sometimes have problems with the police, they don't like the fact of lawlessness either because it hurts them as much as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, we're going to see governors lose their races. We're going to see mayors lose their races. Mm-hmm. And that's significant.
And there's going to be, you know, police reform, as there should be. And this puts the pressure back on the unions, back on these Democratic, you know, mayors and local authorities. Again, Democrats, mostly, that have accommodated this. And they're going to have to take a stand and say, look, you can't have this. Even though we look at the numbers and you see, okay, with the millions of incidences and interactions between police, over 300 million interactions. I mean, how many police shootings are involved where they're, you know, it's a police officer with a, you know, a black American. And that's been pretty consistent. It's been around that number. And of those that were involved, I think six involved a gun where you had that the police were opposed. I mean, you know, and, you know, I wrote a commentary, which is at reactionarytimes.com about this conflict that's going on and that what do people expect? I mean, if you go in and you take on the police, like what happened in Atlanta, and of course still due process is, you know, as much as possible post facto, you know, is happening. But look at this guy. He's a big guy. He's not some little guy. He wrestles. He throws those two police officers around like they're rag dolls. We're now finding out the other police officer had a concussion. There were some other, injuries that he sustained in the altercation. And, he was the one, you know, that he took his taser away from him. And, you know, it is terrible that this is happening. But in this commentary, I referred people to a video that Chris Rock did about 5 years ago. It is irreverent. The language is harsh because it's Chris Rock, but it's common sense. You know, if you break the law, guess what? The law is going to come after you. And this is the thing that, you know, I think, again, reasonable people, even in the black community, are going, wait a minute. You know, if you pull a gun and you aim it at a police officer, you're inviting, you know, the police officer to defend himself. And, oh, yeah, well, by the way, they do have a gun and they have a badge and they're authorized to shoot, to kill. You know, so why would you do this? And but anyway, I direct you to that. And you can laugh a little bit in the midst of the horrific things that we've been seeing on TV and the things that need to be adjusted in terms of police reform. So I'm glad we're making those moves. But the bottom line of all this, Gerard, is that people are going to go, wait a minute. You know, can we endure more years? If Donald Trump is not reelected and if we don't make any local changes in our community, you know, how are these big companies, these big corporations that have now moved their big businesses out of our cities and said, hey, we ain't coming back. We're done. We're not going to be in your community just so you can burn it down and loot it. You know, you told us the last time that you were going to protect us and you didn't do it. And so, you know, the party's over. We're not coming back. Well, these big businesses with the same political structure and the same Democrats leading the way, what do you think the chances of the Walmarts and the Targets and these big companies coming back with all their jobs into their communities? What do you think the chances are?
It's actually quite low because they have to pay insurance premiums that are higher, or they have to be self-insuring to cover all these losses, and they don't want to keep covering a lot of losses. So a lot of stores will not reopen. And, of course, those are the big ones with the deep pockets. The people without the deep pockets, the regular mom-and-pop stores, they just plain can't afford to rebuild. Some of them worked 10 years or 20 years to build up a business or even longer, and they don't have any resources to fall back on that are adequate to rebuild a business. So a lot of losses are going to be sustained by the cities that allowed this. Also, the tax base will decline quite considerably. And if some of these cities make the foolish mistake of eliminating the police entirely or defunding them substantially, there's going to be more price to pay as well, with lost business, lost taxes, and lost citizens, because citizens are moving out.
Right. Well, the cause-effect relationship is stark. Look what happened in New York. They did away with, 600 plainclothes police officers, and the crime rate has been moving up exponentially, almost immediately, Gerard. Almost immediately.
Sure. It was a program that worked.
Yeah.
And they foolishly closed it down. And that mayor's going to pay a price. De Blasio is going to pay a price politically.
Well, we've been saying this forever. I mean, I don't know. I'm surprised he hasn't been impeached. I mean, you talk about malfeasance as the mayor of, you know, for all intents and purposes, the number one city in the country. I mean, this is a disaster, you know, what he has perpetrated. Okay, we got about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to let you size up these polls and the coronavirus models. What say you?
Well, in terms of the polls, they're wrong. They're suffering from the same flaws that happen over and over again. There are a number of big issues when you're doing the polls you've got to watch out for. For example, you don't do polls of registered voters because 70% of registered voters may actually turn out and vote. 30% aren't. They tend to vote left in polls, but they tend not to show up at the poll.
Is it that much? Is 70-30? I thought it was 50-50, but is 70-30 on that?
On a good year,
okay.
You can get 70%.
Okay.
That's one thing. Another thing is the small sample sizes of a number of different constituent groups in that. You know, one or two people can change the whole poll. Another thing that's a real big deal on the presidential polls is they are national, okay? And so they're weighted toward whatever way California is going to go in New York.
I mean,
they're weighted because we know the vote out west on the west coast there tends to be biased. There's a lot of issues about fraud there, voter fraud, illegal people voting, things like that. But of course, they vote Democratic.
Yeah, so right. They still have 1.5 million people that were supposed to be removed from the polls. They're still listed. Judicial Watch went up against them and said, "You've got 3 million people. You need to get them off the polls." And they, you know, reluctantly removed,
I think, 1.5.
They're still dragging their feet. So they're going to hold on to even all those illegal polls. And these are the same people that tell you every vote counts, right?
Yeah, but you know what? You really need to do the polling if you want to do it accurately the way I do the forecasting model. I do it state by state. In 2016, every state Trump carried, I called correctly. That's quite a record.
Yes.
And when they throw all the states together, they're going to be biased by the big cities and the big states. New York and California, New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco.
And what about the weighting? Aren't they interviewing more Democrats than Republicans?
Well, that's another issue, too. Sometimes they do that. They also tend to draw in a lot of independents who lean Democrat and call them independents instead of saying that a certain percentage of those independents are going to be Republican.
Right. So those numbers off now. Here we got less than a minute. The COVID models. So, you're saying that...
COVID, we should open up the entire country. The numbers don't justify closing any longer.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have been closed this long. It wasn't needed.
Right. And this is in spite of the spikes, the current spikes we're dealing with, Gerard, right?
Well, the spikes, the number of cases are going up, but it's less and less symptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's more and more asymptomatic. The disease is minor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of potential medical cures that are going on, too. Certain drugs work. We know that. We're probably foolish to go after a vaccine because it mutates so quickly anyway.
Right.
The bottom line is we should open up America entirely, coast to coast.
He is the author of Socialism's new book. Gerard, where can they go for more information really quick? 3 seconds.
Great newsforamerica.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.